This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello again. I'm so happy to be back talking about Disney Plus. All of us have loved developing for it, but only one of us has actually been living on it. So I've traveled all the way to Springfield, still don't know what state I'm in, to talk to a member of our studio family for 30 years, Mr. Homer Simpson. So, Homer, what have you learned about Disney Plus this year?
Wait, I didn't know there'd be a test. Well, I've learned how to find plus on my keyboard, and I've learned that armed bounty hunters make excellent nannies. And if you don't mind some creative criticism, live-action Aladdin is a total ripoff of this cartoon I saw called Disney's Aladdin. Frozen is not about my credit cards. I would kill for Fat Thor's body. Snow White finally exposes the dangers of eating apples, and in conclusion, Pixar is run by a jumping lamp. Now I'm going to throw it back to Dana, who's going to tell you about all the great new projects that are going to be developed by the powerful television studios for Disney+. Allow me one personal note. I was promised beer, and if I don't get it soon, I'm taking this guy with me.
Hello and welcome to show number 371 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed and welcome back to the show. Thanks a lot, Homer. And what you didn't see, and you can go watch this too out on YouTube, is that Homer had the child on his back, so he was taking him away. On this week's show, we're going to give you a preview slash review of all those great announcements that Disney made this past week. Disney had their big investors meeting, and there were so many things announced. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to bring you probably about 15, 16 minutes that Sam and Jimmy did on the live show this week. They went over a really, really good summary of all the different announcements. We have a great post over on the blog site that's called basically 101 programs that Disney announced. I think they might have said 100, but since one of them was Cruella's, you got to say 101, and you'll hear Sam talk all about that in a couple minutes. After we have Sam and Jimmy do that, I'm going to play one of those announcements for you. Sam was able to take those really great investor videos and break them up into kind of chewable pieces. So we've got about 7 or 8 different videos over on Sam's Disney Diary that lets you take a look at all the different announcements in different chunks. The Marvel and the Star Wars announcement, it's about 20-minute videos. While the Disney Animation, Disney Live Movies, Disney Television are probably about 10 minutes long. So you can definitely take a listen. What we're going to bring is the Disney Animation announcement. So you'll hear that one here tonight. And basically there's a lot of things coming and some really kind of cool new announcements too. I'm really looking forward for the next couple of years. Okay guys, so without further ado, we're going to bring you Jimmy and Sam from the live show this week, so you can definitely go out there and check it out and rewatch that. They're talking about all those great Disney announcements. Take it away, guys.
I don't think the relaunch could have happened at a better time because, man,
there's some news, dude.
A lot of information coming out of Disney this week or last week with Investor Day. And a lot of Disney stuff coming out, and a lot of Star Wars, a lot of Disney Plus stuff coming out. I would say the majority of it was Disney Plus stuff.
So between Disney Plus and feature animation, 101 different projects. And I pick 101. If you read the headlines, a lot of them, Jimmy, say 100 new projects from Disney. I say 101 because one of them is Cruella. So you have to throw 101 in there somehow.
Absolutely.
But that many different projects are being worked on. It's absolutely crazy.
I'll throw Sam's Screen up there. Sam's Screen is a...
That is Disney Nerds Podcast.
That's our DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. Sam has taken the time to take the investor meeting, which was how long?
3.5 hours. A 3-hour tour, literally.
So Sam has taken that 3-hour video and broken it up into some more easily digestible chunks of information, if you will.
Yeah.
So please go over to the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com and find this blog post from Sam. It's 101 new programs. All the details are here. Links to all the videos in shortened pieces. So
yeah, it basically breaks it down by studio. So if you go through this, it shows you the investor day when that thing happened. So much news. And it goes through Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN. But we broke it down. So, for example, this is the 12 titles that Lucasfilms introduced. A little detail on each of those titles, and then a link to the video, which is Kathleen Kennedy talking to each of those. And it's not just Lucas, which, by the way, oh my gosh, I could talk about this. We should have another podcast to talk about this, Jimmy.
So definitely make sure you tune into and make sure to go follow the page. Womp Rat Radio is our exclusive Star Wars podcast. And I'm sure the next one, which is this week.
The next one's this week. We're going to be talking about all of these. Look at that. There's 12. Well, so interesting here, though, there's 10 of these are Star Wars related and 2 aren't, including the next Indiana Jones movie, which is going to have Harrison Ford. And they also talk about Willow, which is really the only kind of mention of Muppets that we got, which is the only disappointment I had from Investor Day. No Muppets.
But you know what's sticking out to me is right there in the top right-hand corner, Bad Batch.
The Bad Batch, absolutely.
I told you I was going back and rewatching all of Clone Wars, and that's where I am.
That's the end of last season, right? The Bad Batch, and it looks great.
Of season 7. It's the first 4 episodes of season 7 is the Bad Batch episodes.
And that is that's going to be a spinoff. Now, to me, I went right to Mandalorian, which I love. And the fact that Kathleen announced that both Ahsoka and the New Republic, Rangers of the New Republic, are both set in the same time frame as Mandalorian. So that's really cool. And we'll nerd out on this on Womp Rat Radio.
Well, what's cool about it is that there can be some serious tie-ins going back and forth between the...
Absolutely. A droid story is cool. That's an ILM thing there. I think that's cool. Yeah. A Rogue Squadron and Lando and Obi-Wan with Hayden Christensen coming back to play Vader. Oh.
A droid story. Didn't we have a droid story? Wasn't it called Wally?
No, we had a droid story that used to be called... It was a cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon with R2 and 3PO, if you remember that, back in the mid-80s, along with Ewoks. You know, something sure, like
that. I remember the Ewoks.
Yeah, so that's 12 titles. Then Walt Disney Studios, 17 titles, which gets us to 29 total. Some of these, dude, amazing. Although some we knew were coming, like the Jungle Cruise, which got pushed back to July of 2021. We were supposed to have that last summer. Clearly, it didn't happen. There's the Cruella movie we talked about. There's a live-action Pocahontas, live-action Pinocchio. I'm sorry, not Pocahontas, Pinocchio. A live-action Lion King. So much. Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Chris Frank. Can't wait to see you, Chris Frank, for New Year's.
That's
Scott,
right.
Yes, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the meetups.
Yeah, you have to before we jump in. Tell us more about that, Jimmy.
So we had a great meetup. Scott was there. Chris Frank was there. George Millsap was there. So a lot of people stopped by some of the meetups, and man, it was a good time. I can't wait. We're about to get started. Right after the holidays, we'll probably get started on starting to plan next year's meetups.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Hopefully a fireworks.
Fingers crossed that we can pull that off, man. And I got to say, Jimmy, I think this time it's going to be harmonious next year.
I think so too. They're starting to move stuff in. Yeah, that's a good point.
We were hoping it was going to be that for this year, but just didn't work out for us. It's all good.
Dinosaurs coming to Disney Plus in
Dinosaur. Well, look, there's 101 titles in here. It's amazing. And some interesting things. You know, the most interesting thing I got out of Investor Day, and it wasn't from the studios making their announcements. And what was interesting, Jimmy, this to me felt like it was part Investor Day, because at the beginning you did all your non-disclosures and they talked financials at the end. But packed into the middle of it, it felt like a D23 presentation.
Feel like
where
a mini-
they have them, it felt like the expo where they'd have a stage and then just talk about it. And that's when they make announcements and then they get stars to come out and do those types of things. But that's really what this felt like. Audie, what's up, man?
Jessica, so glad you could join. Thank you so much. Yes, it's been a long time. I'm glad to be back. Me and Sam are both glad to be back. We've been talking a lot in the background about, you know, when were we going to come back and what we wanted it to look like. And, man, we could not come back this week, I don't think, just with all these announcements.
It is. So we heard about the 60th animation short, which is that Encanto. Is that what it is? In the middle there. That's a good one. It's their new animated. One of the things I was going to get to, Jimmy, and of course the thought slipped my mind. One of the things that Chapek, the new CEO, pointed out was that they are splitting and making distribution separate from production. In other words, he wants his storytellers and his filmmakers and his content creators to create content and don't worry about where it's going to go. Is it going to be a movie? Is it going to be Disney Plus? Is it going to be another platform?
Doesn't matter.
Go and create the best damn content you can create and we'll figure it out later. And I think that is huge.
Well, you know, and this, for Disney, it's The Mandalorian, but this has happened across all different companies that space is just evolving. The Mandalorian is as good as any movie. Would I love to go see The Mandalorian on the big screen, like watch a season or whatever,
yeah,
or half a season, just go watch it on the big screen. Somebody commented about that on in the Disney Nerds group. They talking about, because, you know, now Mulan is free as of December 8th. Mulan, yeah, the live action.
It's free.
Mulan.
It's included with your Disney
Plus. With Disney Plus. It's not a premium add-on. Which I bought it when it first came out and it was worth it to me. But a lot of people, you know, somebody posted that how much they liked it, but wish they could have seen it because it was so visually beautiful. Wish they could have seen it in a movie theater. And I agree. It'd be great.
So I don't know if you caught this announcement, but that Raya and the Last Dragon, the next animation that's coming out, that particular film they announced would be on Disney Plus Premium Access and in theaters on the same day, giving their audiences whatever choice they wanted to consume that content. Go to the theater. If you're not quite up for going to a theater, watch it at home in premium access. I thought that was a great move.
To give you both options.
You got both options. So if this comes out in, right here, Raya and the Last Dragon will debut simultaneously on Disney Plus and in theaters in March. So if you don't think it's quite time in March to go back to a theater, check it out at home and in premium access. So
I would say, you had mentioned earlier, you know, that the announcement's being kind of like an investor day, but almost a D23. I will say, after George's comment, though, it was definitely an investor meeting because the stock really...
Absolutely.
It took off.
Well,
like,
yeah, and well, you can see why. I mean, who has the... And they kept harping on this. We have characters. We have a vault of information. We have a vault of characters. We want to take it and bring it out, just like these Pixar announcements here. Doug Days and Cars and Win or Lose and Luca and the two new films that they announced in Turning Red and Lightyear, which I think are both really cool. And Soul's coming. And that's so much... And they didn't talk about parks at all in the Investor Day. The parks are just like the plus when things open back up. So, Jimmy, it used to be that they would say, oh, we're going to raise admission price to Walt Disney World. And that immediately made them millions of dollars because they knew people were still going to come. Now this is they raised the cost of Disney Plus a dollar. That's an $80 million in revenue right there. Because they got 80 million users and they raised it a dollar a month.
I'm really interested in Lightyear. Most of you who know me know I'm a huge Captain America fan?
Yes.
So Chris Evans will
be the voice.
Doing the voice of Lightyear. Some people had some confusion over why Chris Evans is the voice of Buzz Lightyear and why not Tim Allen. Well, because this movie, or this is it, I'm not sure if it's a movie.
It's a movie. Yes,
it's a movie. Film. Yep. So this movie is not about the toy Buzz Lightyear. This is a prequel to the Toy Story films that tells you about the man Buzz Lightyear that the toy was based on. Because in that realm, Buzz Lightyear toy is based upon a real person, and Chris Evans is going to voice that person.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And I love crossover. People that we can see in Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel. One of my favorites is Ming-Na Wen, who we just saw in The Mandalorian as the sharpshooter, the bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm.
She's an assassin, not a bounty hunter. But she's also the voice of Mulan, the original Mulan, and she's in the live. She does a cameo in the live action. And she's Agent May in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for Marvel.
That's cool.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel L. Jackson is Mace Windu in Star Wars. He's Nick Fury in Marvel. He's Frozone in The Incredibles.
Yeah, which is cool.
So I love those crossover, those people who cross all of the Disney beams. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and that Lightyear thing is so cool. And I mean, there's Pete Docter who talked about it, right? He's the head of Pixar now, and he basically said it's the movie that the toy was based on. So Tim Allen is the toy, and Chris Evans is the superhero Buzz Lightyear.
Correct.
Cool.
Hey, Tina, how are you? Maria, we missed you too.
Absolutely.
We saw you. How's it going? Brandon Humble, what's up, my friend? Brandon also giving a shout out to Adi.
He needs a shout out.
Bill says, "Where's my super suit?
Where's my super suit?" Don't you go putting that super suit on?
16 days, my friend. I'm excited for you.
So, Jimmy, this is one that I know this is big. Marvel had so many announcements, they couldn't put it on one slide. 23 titles they introduced. And I'm not as into the Marvel universe as you are. I'm Star Wars inside out. But I'll tell you one thing that jumped out at me here. You want to know what it is?
Yep.
Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special next Christmas.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see that. You know, the music is going to be awesome.
It's going to be incredible. Let me blow this screen all the way up so people can see it maybe a little bit.
There you go. That's pretty big. There's a lot in there. I Am Groot is some shorts, which sounds really good. The Guardian stuff's awesome. She-Hulk is coming for the first time. Loki's finally coming out. WandaVision, we saw a trailer for, which looked really cool. And I will admit, Jimmy, for the first time, I finally realized that Wanda and Vision are two different people. Who knew? Oh,
you did not know that?
I didn't know that. I just thought it was WandaVision, like television. I didn't know. Now I do. So I watched the trailer, and I'm like, oh, I get it.
They're actually a couple.
Now I understand.
Yeah. So yeah, I need to get you on the Marvel stuff.
I do need to start, but there's so much there. Hawkeye looked cool. What If was kind of neat. That's a different telling of some of the stories you've seen before. That's 27 things in the Marvel universe.
Hey, Megan, how are you?
What's happening?
Yeah, low stock was in March, $79.
Yep.
Yep, and now it's over, yep, today under 174, which is higher than the pre-COVID level.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like 145-ish before COVID, but yeah, that's... I think that's just based on streaming, because basically what they said is we are halfway to our 2024 projections, and this thing's going to grow, and we're going to invest in it, and we're going to continue to invest in it, and they're not even talking about the parks. When those come back, that's another revenue stream that's going to bounce back. So.
Welcome to the Kingdom of Kumandra, the setting of our next feature film, Raya and the Last Dragon. Taking inspiration from the incredible cultures and lands of Southeast Asia, the team at Walt Disney Animation Studios has created a fantasy world like no other. Raya is a film about a lone warrior who brings together an unlikely gang of sworn enemies on a mission to unite the kingdom. There's Raya, a warrior whose wit is as sharp as her blade, the street-savvy entrepreneur named Boone, the formidable giant Tong, and a little thieving toddler, Noi, with her band of Ongis. Their only hope is a magical, mythical, self-deprecating dragon named Sisu. With time running out, can they rebuild their shattered world? Led by the indomitable Kelly Marie Tran as Raya and the one and only Awkwafina as a dragon like you've never seen before, Raya and the Last Dragon is a beautiful, bold, and hilarious film. And while it is our 59th animated feature, it is our very first to be produced at home. Over 400 different homes at that. And from our homes to yours. As Kareem mentioned earlier, Raya and the Last Dragon will be released both in theaters throughout the US and around the world, as well as on Disney Plus with Premier Access. This simultaneous release on Disney Plus and in theaters March 5th gives audiences every possible opportunity to see the film. In Disney Plus, we have a home for our legacy of films, upcoming films like Raya and the Last Dragon, and we see boundless creative opportunities to continue stories with our favorite characters, as well as create original stories set in all new worlds, working with talent not just in our studio, but around the world. Today, we're happy to announce several new projects in development and production. This is where nostalgia meets the future. We begin with Disney Animation's first ever animated series. It takes place in one of our favorite fantastical cities and stars one of our most beloved characters. To tell you more is the Oscar-winning director of Big Hero 6 and creator of Baymax the series, Don Hall.
Hey everybody, I'm Don Hall, director of Big Hero 6. I am so excited to talk to you about Baymax the series for Disney Plus. The series is a continuation of the movie. We actually get to explore more of the city of San Francisco. This huge, wonderful, rich canvas. The series really focuses on Baymax's original protocol, which is to be a nurse robot. Each episode, we meet a new character, a patient that Baymax is gonna help. I would like to be more like Baymax. His kindness, his compassion, his single-minded devotion to just helping people. He's kind of a hero for the times. And lastly, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but Baymax will have a new feature that will allow him to quickly travel around the streets of San Francisco looking for patients. Thank you, everybody. We're very excited to show you more.
Baymax will be on Disney Plus in early 2022. Also in production, welcome back to the mammal metropolis of Zootopia, where directors Trent Corey and Josie Trinidad are creating a short-form series called Zootopia Plus. Zootopia Plus takes a hilarious look at some of the animals we only briefly met in the Oscar-winning film, including Fru Fru, gazelles, tiger dancers, and our favorite sloth, Flash. We'll get insight into their lives through the lens of Zootopia's hottest shows, like The Real Mousewives of Little Rodentia, So You Think You Can Prance, and a show that follows the fast lane of life at sloth speed. Zootopia Plus is set for Disney Plus in spring 2022. Cinderella, Ariel, Elsa, Jasmine, Rapunzel. Disney Animation has brought some of the greatest heroines to the screen. Characters that people connect with and who stand the test of time. And with Disney Plus, we're creating new stories for these characters, starting with a favorite, from New Orleans, Princess Tiana. We are bringing Tiana and her friends back for all new stories in a long-form musical comedy series. The possibilities are endless, with Tiana stepping into a role as a princess of a land we have yet to visit, and with so much more of New Orleans yet to see. Tiana comes to Disney Plus in 2023. There is another series we are excited to announce, one that focuses on a heroine who asks herself how far she'll go Yes, we are developing a long-form musical comedy series exploring new stories with Moana. There is such a deep love for this character in this film, and that love has only grown in the years since the film's initial release. In the series, Moana's boundless sense of adventure and skills at wayfinding take her far beyond the reef. Since our first research trips to the region for the film, we continue to be inspired by the deep oral storytelling traditions of the Pacific Islands. And to help tell the stories for this new series, we are connecting with talent from the region. Moana the series will be on Disney Plus in 2023. There is one more series I am thrilled to announce today. An all-new, all-original series created in a whole new way for our studio. Back in the beginning of 2019, I saw a news piece about a group of storytellers and artists from Nigeria and Uganda. The title of this video was Pan-African Comic Book Hopes to Kick Disney's You Know What. I was intrigued. Here were three talented comic book artists. Tolu Olofoyeku, Zeke Nelson, and Hamid Ibrahim founded an entertainment company called Hugali. Their dream was to bring African stories created by African artists to the world through comics and animation, highlighting the diversity of cultures, history, and voices across the continent. Their talents as storytellers blew us away. I'm proud to announce a first-of-its-kind collaboration as Hugali and Disney Animation team up to bring their original long-form series to Disney+. The series is called Iwaju, which in the Yoruba language roughly translates to the future. Set in Lagos, Nigeria, and steeped in science fiction, Iwaju explores deep themes of class, innocence, and challenging the status quo. Iwaju will debut on Disney Plus in 2022. As you can see, we're embracing the opportunities Disney Plus provides. We cannot wait to share more in the coming months. But today, I want to leave you with a very special project. Our animated feature film set to release fall of 2021. We've not officially announced this movie until today. For our 60th feature, magical realism sets the stage. And yes, it is a musical stage as we travel to Colombia, where a magical family, the Madrigals, live in an equally magical home. Our film is called Encanto. Why? Because an Encanto is a charmed place born of its unique wonders, where life itself is wondrous. Directors Byron Howard and Jared Bush, the filmmaking team that brought you the Academy Award-winning Zootopia, are joined by co-director and co-writer Charisse Castro-Smith, and bringing his talents as both songwriter and story collaborator is the incomparable Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's hard to believe it's been 4 years since we first heard his incredible music in Moana, and we are so excited to re-team with him for Encanto. That's Encanto, a musical comedy with songs in Spanish and English that's not afraid to dig deep into the dangerously wonderful chaos of family. From Kumandra to Colombia, San Francisco to Zootopia, from New Orleans to the Pacific Islands to a sci-fi world in Africa, the story possibilities for the near century-old Disney animation are more limitless than ever.
So that was only about, I'd say, 30 minutes, and there was so much to take in. You have to go out and check out some of those videos. There is so many different shows, different items, different ideas even that they're just discussing. So very excited, really looking forward to the future of the Disney company. And as Sam mentioned right before signing out there, they are basically doing everything on the media stream because the parks are very limited right now. So hopefully that works out for the best as the parks do come back and get better. Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 371. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, if you have any show ideas, if you just want to get in touch with the show, Jimmy's going to tell you how.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com. and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, again, thanks for listening. I hope you get your Christmas shopping done and everybody stays safe out there. We'll talk to you next week with our Christmas show.
Mortals pay a token